Well, the media's been buzzing this week with news that major Hollywood celebrities have had their iCloud accounts hacked, leading to the leak of what would otherwise be private photos and more. And on the line to talk about what's going on and if other iCloud users need to be concerned is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Andy.
Now, firstly, Tim, I see that people have been quick to blame Apple or the cloud in general on this one, but that doesn't appear to be the case on this occasion, does it?
No, this seems to be the same as recently when it came up that Apple had their iCloud hacked by a gentleman by the name of Oleg from Russia who was looking at people's iPhones. But once again, what seems to have happened in this case is that a person has gained access to these accounts legitimately by having the correct username and password to go into the iCloud of these people.
Now, how might they have got their hands on the correct username and password? Does it come down to the users having a poor or not very strong password in the first place?
Well, look, that can be the case, that they've had a very weak password, but we believe with the size and scale of this hack that it hasn't been due to weak passwords, because I don't think that many people would have done that. More than likely what it is that people have used recycled passwords. So they've got a password for another website where they've put in their email address and also the password. That particular website has been hacked and used, mm-hmm. and then you've come across now and they've used that same password and email address on iCloud, and the person who's hacked it on the other website has been able to bring it across and use it onto the iCloud website to gain access.
Right, so this could be someone's Gmail or Yahoo or you know, Outlook sort of email?
That's correct, and like the other way that they've managed to do it, which was a point two, is that if they've got access to your Gmail account or your Hotmail account, then all they've gone onto iCloud and clicked on Reset My Password, and then a new password has been sent to that account, and they've picked it up there. So we definitely recommend that in this case, to protect yourself, you need to ensure that you have different passwords onto different services to ensure that once you lose one service or one service gets hacked, they can't open up your whole life.
Yeah, so obviously in this case, celebrities have been targeted, but you know what you're saying there, this situation could actually happen to anyone, right?
It could happen to everyone, and although celebrities have been targeted or we've seen the photos from celebrities, I wouldn't say that other people haven't been hacked or had the ability to get hacked at the same time. Naturally, the news story is, and the people who post this stuff, it's more interesting to see the photos of a celebrity than an average person. So I'm sure that this has been quite wider and broader.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that if it had happened just to Bob at the petrol station, that wouldn't be making front page news.
That's correct. You know, like recently we heard about the Russian organised crime syndicate that had claimed that they had access to 1.2 billion email addresses and passwords, and it's this kind of hacking in these kind of organisations that therefore control through those lists, pick out the celebrities on that list and then utilise it to get into their iCloud accounts.
Right. Okay, Tim, final tips on password protection?
Well, our biggest tip is please don't reuse your password. Make sure you have a different password on each different account that you go into. Also, a lot of accounts these days allow you to have what they term two-vector verification. Do turn that on. So therefore, that's when you generally get an SMS to your phone to confirm that's you who's logging it in. And most importantly, understand that anything you put up in the cloud and anything you put up on devices may one day come down. So just be careful there.
Excellent. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia, as always. Thanks again for the tips and for being part of Tech Daily.
Thanks a lot, Andy.